I love biographies. I love being inspired by people whose lives are written down in books. I was in Barnes & Noble yesterday and almost bought the Steve Jobs biography, although it looks like it's about 900 pages long, so I'm not sure I'll do that. But the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, gives what we might call mini biographies of heroes of the faith. People that the writer of Hebrews wanted to inspire us with. And it starts with Cain and Abel, goes to Noah, Abraham, Moses, and on through. And then it comes to verse 32, and it says, "What more shall I say? I don't have time to tell about Gideon, Barak, Samson, and Jephthah, about David and Samuel and the prophets, who through faith conquered kingdoms, administered justice, and gain what was promised, who shut the mouths of lions, quenched the fury of the flames, and escaped the edge of the sword, whose weakness was turned to strength, and who became powerful in battle and routed foreign armies. Women received back their dead, raised to life again. There were others who were tortured, refusing to be released so that they might gain an even better resurrection. Some faced jeers and flogging and even chains and imprisonment. They were put to death by stoning. They were sawed in two. They were killed by the sword. They went about in sheepskin and goatskin, destitute, persecuted, and mistreated. The world was not worthy of them. They wandered in deserts and mountains, living in caves and in holes in the ground. These were all commended for their faith, yet none of them received what had been promised. Since God had planned something better for us, so that only together with us would they be made perfect. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race set out before us, following Jesus, the perfecter of the faith." What the writer is saying is all those who preceded Jesus believed in the promise, but it didn't fully experience it. But with those of us who follow that together, this communion of saints, they're experiencing it in its fullness. Now today, I want to reminisce a little bit about some of these persons who've gone on before us. There's about 28 names that will be read. Pat and Rosemary will read. Obviously couldn't do all of them, but I want to take the memorabilia that were here when I put the sermon together and just share with you a little bit about these folks. And I just pray that there'll be a takeaway, maybe a collection of takeaways for you in terms of what a joy it is to have the privilege of knowing some of the people who make up the body of Christ, the church. I'll begin with Jimmy Carnes. Nanette, thank you for bringing this in. Jimmy Carnes on the Board of Trustees of the Gainesville Sports Commission. We name our annual indoor meet the Jimmy Carnes Indoor Track and Field Meet. Jimmy Carnes brought track and field to an unbelievable level in Florida and around the country. Was leader of the Olympic team. Special Olympics, friends with presidents. But to me, he was a Christian gentleman and a Christian husband. And his dedication to Nanette, to his family, to Christian principles and morality, huge, huge. Jimmy Carnes, he lived a life, and I'm just honored to know him, and I'm so glad that Jimmy and Nanette became members of our church and members of a Sunday school class here at Trinity United Methodist Church. Jimmy Crook. Those of you who are new may not know that my predecessor was Jimmy Crook. And I think you'll permit me this. Jimmy came at a challenging time in the life of this church. His predecessor, Dean Martin, had died of a brain tumor, and people prayed and prayed and prayed, and a number of people, I think, found it really hard to accept and were maybe angry at God, and some of that anger landed on Jimmy. And Jimmy withstood it, persevered. I think of Jimmy, I think of perseverance and a deep love for this church and a person of vision who, with several people here, but without Jimmy, I don't know that it could have happened, made the move to this place. And so my takeaway from Jimmy is I'm grateful for his vision, the shoulders on which I've been permitted to stand. I already mentioned Eddie Foster and the fish. Eric Erickson, the memorabilia that his family brought in, or his hymnal. And Eric Erickson, or Everett, I call him Eric, he was so amazing, 101 years old, great sense of humor. Sometimes after church, he would say, "Preacher, that was the best sermon I've ever heard." Then he'd turn to Ruth and he'd say, "I couldn't hear a word of it," he said. I visited him at his house soon before he died, and he said, Ruth, am I dying? I must be, the preacher's here." That's how you get to be 100 years old, I guess. But listen to some of his favorite songs. "I'd Rather Have Jesus Than Anything." "Oh, how I love Jesus. He touched me. Just a closer walk. Lead me to Calvary." On and on. He loved to sing. "Love lifted me." Eric Erickson. But I tell you, the thing I value, Lynn and Toby, about your dad, among many things, was he was a churchman. You hear me on this, would you? He was a churchman. It's commonplace these days to say, "Well, I'm spiritual, but I'm not into organized religion." Oh, give me Jesus, but not the church. I understand that sentiment, because we're all fallible. But without the institution, without the body, the hands and feet, you don't have the mission trips, you don't have the help, you don't have this and that. Erickson understood that. He served almost every role, every office in the church. Served at the annual conference, a churchman, and I commend that to us. Janet Garrett. Janet was a quilter. Janet had the gift of hospitality. Sharon and Earl McDowell discovered that gift, and she came up with some of the most wonderful, wonderful decorations for Alpha banquets. And this is one of the things she quilted. She also was a great, she and Jack, great friends of the volleyball team. And I guess my takeaway would be that each of us has gifts. Hers was hospitality. Live into your gift. Express your gift, whatever it might be. That was hers, or one of hers. That was Janet Garrett. Oh, Albert Lowell. Albert. There's a couple of things there, but Albert was a pioneer in the space industry. He was one of the key people in helping us have the space launches and landing on the moon. Brilliant man, meticulous, gracious, generous. He and his first wife, I believe her name was Edith. I don't know that that's exactly right. Edith had Alzheimer's, and Albert was so faithful, so right with her. All the way. After she passed, Albert met a wonderful, wonderful woman here named Peg. And they fell in love, and they debated whether they should get married or not. And I encouraged them to go ahead. They were in their 80s. And I may have told you this, but the day they got married, we went to the chapel. They knelt. It was in December. Jim was playing some Handel's music quietly. But as soon as I prayed and they stood up, the Hallelujah chorus came on. It was meant to be. Albert, when we built one of our habitat houses, he came up to me and said, "Dan, I need to give some money to that because it's dear to my heart." What a dear friend Albert was. Listen to a few more. Elwin Robinson, Elwin's hat that he worked in. I just say two things about Elwin. Lots could be said. He was a hard worker and he loved his family. You know, that's pretty good. He worked hard. He loved his family an awful lot. June Ranga. Some of these pieces here, I won't bring them over. June was a nurse in Chicago, and a young nurse whose husband was, at any rate, things did not go well. June took this younger nurse under her wing, and she reminds me of a person with great compassion. She also took two or three painting lessons, and now her paintings are hung over in the education building, this series. And into her 80s, she became a Stephen minister. A Stephen minister, so alive, so understated, you could almost, she'd be under the radar, and yet so keen with her mind, always reading part of the loose canons. She's a wonderful person. Susan Somerville, the book that John brought in was a book of common prayer. Susan was a great teacher in the public schools. She also had the gift of prayer. All of us, I trust, have a gift of prayer, but hers is a special gift. And she would meet once a week with two or three other persons. They'd be in the chapel. They would pray. They'd go down the list. And on right before she died, she was in hospice. She wasn't able to speak. She had a brain tumor. But Marilyn Bestie took the prayer list, and they prayed the list together, even though she couldn't speak. If you have a gift of prayer, what a marvelous gift to the church, to people. I pray you'll keep doing that. This apron, many of you would know, this is Ed Ward's apron. Peggy brought it in. Ed loved to cook. His kitchen was his sanctuary. But more than that is he believed in young people. And young people blossomed and shined around Ed. He did a number of meals here. We call him Big Ed, Ed Ward. And then one more, E.T. York. We may not have been able to make the move without E.T. and some others. Bam. This is his autobiography. I tell you, the gift that E.T. gave me, and I don't know if it means the same to you, was the reality, the understanding that emotionally healthy people find positive ways of expressing what they're thinking. Emotionally healthy people find positive ways of expressing what they're thinking. And E.T. did that, and he lived large. He was tall. He had a great sense of generosity and a strong philosophy about giving. His faith embraced the sciences and education in a wholesome way. He valued education, as most of us know. When our governor, and I'm probably stepping on toes here, but anyway, this is what I believe. Our governor is not sure about liberal arts education, evidently, and I'm a strong believer in liberal arts education. And I said to them, I looked for the paper to see an editorial by E.T. She said he would love the fight and be involved in it. E.T. York. One final thing. This quilt was started by Janet Garrett, but she didn't finish. She died suddenly. And unbeknownst to Jack, I don't know if Jack's at this service, he usually is, Helen Gilstrom, fellow quilter, finished it recently. And it's one of the surprise Jack. But the thing that I wanted to mention here is all our work is unfinished. And this is such a symbolic thing that you and I are, while we honor the saints, we're called to continue the work that God has trusted to all of us. Would you pray with me? Oh, God, I have inadequately shared about these persons who've just been so important in our lives, in the life of this church. And we're honored to know them. And in honoring them, we honor this church. And we ask your blessings. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, Amy, Erica, and Allie, and Susan. And now what we're going to do is read the names. Pat and Pat Kilby and Rosemary Davis, who visit so many people and are such a great ministry. And I've asked Jean Evans, who knows most all of these persons, if she would light the candles. And if you are a family member or have been touched by or impacted by any of these persons, would you stand as their name is read? And after that, we'll have the Liturgy of Holy Communion. And invite you then, as you take Holy Communion, if you'd like to light a candle in memory of a loved one in your own life. And so that's how we're going to go about this. So Pat and Rosemary, thank you for reading, and Jean for lighting the candles. The boy from Georgia did figure it out. All right.
Leo John Arsh. Clay G. Beard. Donald Ralph Beaton. Elizabeth Grace Hurd. Jimmy Carr. James R. Jimmy Crook. Bill Enchelmeyer. Everett Erickson. Eddie Foster. Janet S. Garrett. Vivian DeVera Gray. Gertrude E. Henderson. Anne Curry Hutchison. Norma M. Killey. Albert Fred Lowell. Philip Bone Morgan. Eleanor G. New. Mamie Eva Davidson Phillips. Elwin Wilbur Robinson. June C. Ronga. Susan Gail Hines Somerville. Sybil Strait. Ed Ward. Lita Crouch West. Shirley H. West. Louis Christine Wilson. Margaret Pugh Wilson. E.P. York.
Thank you all. Now will you join with me in our communion liturgy? The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Almighty God, Creator of heaven and earth. And so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn, Holy, Holy, Holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread and gave thanks to you, broke the bread, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And when the supper was over, he took the cup, gave thanks to you, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of these your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ redeemed by his blood. Renew our communion with all your saints, especially those whom we have named before you and those whom we name in our hearts. Since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, strengthen us to run with perseverance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty God, now and forever. Amen.